You're on Texas Standard Time.
Our top story today, though, is not the Super Bowl. After all, this isn't Pennsylvania, it's Texas. And for this story, it's worth mentioning Texas is the only state that has performed an execution this year. And not just one, but three. After the latest execution, a Dallas man last week, the debate over the state's supply of execution drugs is under new scrutiny. In a last-minute appeal to halt the execution, the prisoner's attorneys claimed the two other executions this year were botched. Here to tell us more is Jolie McCullough. She's a criminal justice reporter for the Texas Tribune. Jolie, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So execution drugs have been in the news a lot in the last few years. If I remember right, Texas stopped being able to get drugs from its suppliers, and then there were questions about where new doses were coming from. But before this latest execution, it seemed these issues had kind of dropped out of the main headlines. Why is that? Had things been sorted out?
Well, Texas for the last several years has been using a compounded pharmacy to obtain its doses of phenobarbital, and that has seemingly been fairly steady. We're tracking how many doses of these drugs that the state has, and unlike states all around the country, Texas seems to be able to keep its supply intact.
Although this most recent execution and the appeals sort of put that into question, what were the circumstances behind the attorney's last-minute appeals? They're claiming that two other executions that took place last year were botched because of expired drugs?
Right. So what they're claiming is that these drugs are actually older than their original expiration date, and that the state retested these drugs that were due to expire at the beginning of the month, or there was another set of drugs that were set to expire last July. Those drugs seemingly were then placed back into the inventory after being retested of their potency levels and given new expiration dates. And the lawyers claimed that these last two executions that happened this year, you know, one of the inmates said he could feel it burning. The other one seemed to be jerking a little bit in on the gurney. And they say that those are symptoms of expired drugs and that it was causing them pain.
And the TDCJ just says that that's not true. These executions were fine.
Yeah, a spokesman for the department said, you know, they both lost consciousness almost immediately and were both pronounced dead within 13 minutes, which is pretty standard on the short end of normal for how long this process usually takes.
What's the standard for kind of extending that expiration date? Is that something that, if true, as alleged by these attorneys, that the TDCJ could test and say, hey, these drugs are still okay, we can still use them? Or would that have to be something that's like outside verified?
The problem with all of this is that the law in Texas really shields everything about executions. Mm. So we can't know exactly where the drugs are coming from because there's a shield law. So we can't know what pharmacy these are coming from. I've requested inventory logs for the last year or so, and they'll tell me that these logs will show that drugs are removed from the inventory and then added back, but they won't explicitly say what happened, if these are the same drugs or if these are new drugs. But there are lab reports that show that these drugs are being tested, seemingly the same batch and then the same number of drugs that were removed because their expiration date was ended are added right back. So it seems to be that the expiration date is changing, but it's not something the department will confirm.
So this last-minute claim and an appeal was denied. Do you see this as something that attorneys will continue to try to pursue to protect their clients headed for execution?
Yeah, there are a few lawyers who are definitely focused on this issue in Texas in terms of the execution drugs and how little we know about what the process is because of these laws. I definitely think it'll be something that continues to be in the fight going forward of executions.
And we may not have to wait long to see whether that's true. How many executions are scheduled in Texas?
Well, there are three more on the schedule throughout April, and the next one is at the end of the month, actually.
Jolie McCullough is the criminal justice reporter for the Texas Tribune. Jolie, thanks again.
Yeah, thanks for having me.